Okay, Abba, so we've got an interesting week coming ahead, Be'ezer Hashem. We'll be learning, we started Simon Yud Gimel, in which discussed a little bit about what happens if you find your tzitzis being posel, I mean properly posel, whether that's on a weekday or on Shabbos, that's Simon Yud Gimel. Then there's going to be some really interesting halachas about goyim making tzitzis. That's a short one, and then afterwards, very relevant, it's about borrowing a talis and tzitzis, and perhaps even more relevant is in terms of the bracha, if you take a talis which is not yours, such as a shul's talis, for instance, do you recite the bracha or not? Okay, and then there's going to be more halachas about taking off the tzitzis and moridim b'kedusha. Okay, so Rabbosai, without further delay, let us see Siman Yud Gimel Tziv Beis. So Sif Aleph taught us that if you've got a beggar which has got full tzitzis, you're allowed to walk in it in Rishus Rabim. Okay, but if it's posel, then it'll be Chayev Chatos. Okay, and we discussed also that the reason why Chayev Chatos is because the tzitzis are not bottled to the beggar, then therefore you'll be carrying the tzitzis on Shabbos. Okay, Sif Bey says as follows. If it's a beggar with correct proper tzitzis. Mutalot is Baruch Shiz Rabim, we'd be allowed to walk with tzitzis no Shiz Rabim. Yes, Simon Yud Gimel, Siv Beis. Which in most editions is page 48. So, Imi Mitzias is Kalchotzah, Mutalot is Baruch Shiz Rabim, if it's fully, if the tzitzis are properly attached, then it's... Pardon? Yeah, if it's prop, then mutalot is b'rishus rabim. You're allowed to walk around with tzitzis and b'rishus rabim. Bein talis cotton, whether it's a talis cotton, so the tzitzis. Bein talis gadol, with a talis gadol, you're also allowed to walk in b'rishus rabim. You're allowed to walk around with the talis in b'rishus rabim. Afilu b'zman hazeh, even now, we don't have tcheles. So that means that we don't fulfill the mitzvah in the most. Perfect way. Nevertheless, it's still obviously a mitzvah, and therefore it's okay to walk around with the Noshus Rabim. Rak only Shaloye Munach Loyal Ksefov, he qualifies that you do ensure that it's not worn over the shoulders only. Meaning, what does that mean? Like a scarf. If you were to put the talis just like a scarf, that would be not correct wearing of the talis, and therefore problematic on Shabbos. Because it's not the derech malbush, it's not the correct way of wearing a talis. I'm using a scarf. So the only way you are allowed to wear a talis is if you're fulfilling the mitzvah, and that is therefore done in the Mishnah Berurah does say that you have got to wear roiv gufoy, roiv derech levishos bechol, and you got to wear roiv gufoy with it. There has been discussion about, so what do you think about this? Some people want to say that what happens if, let's say in the summer, you walk around and Noshus Rabim with a talus. What is your thoughts on that? Yeah. So if you walk around in the burning sun, and you walk around with a talus in Rishus Rabim, in a place where there's no eruv, would that be problematic or not?
It's still a garment. You're still wearing it.
Dech levisha. It should be fine. Abosai?
I'm wearing a coat. If I was wearing a coat,
exactly. That's the point, says the Mishnah Berurah, Seif cotton, Vav. It says follows. Al ksef of the ozle avetach shel masu the ainz dech levishos bechol miu im mischase roiv gufo isagi. If you cover the majority of your body with it, that will be considered derech malbush. That's a regular way of wearing the talis, and therefore it's okay. Interestingly, the Mishnah, so therefore the answer is yes, it's fine. It's fine. Even in the summer, it's fine. Perhaps more of a question would be what Mishnah addresses earlier: is what about in the night? That's relevant. When is that relevant? Potentially, perhaps in Yom Kippur. Perhaps. If you, after Kol Nidei, where we obviously keep the talus on, you walk home with it, whilst wearing the talus. Now, why is the night more of a question? It's not mitzvah by night. So that's a really interesting question. You're not fulfilling a mitzvah, and you're wearing the tell us in Rosh Hashanah would that be a problem or not? Without Yom Kippur, you cannot do the melachas.
Are we suggesting that it's worse to tell us God than tell us
God? Aha, uh-huh. Yeah. So yeah. So the answer is, of course, the way you are saying is correct. The Mishnah says if gotten dalet mutalotza filu belaylo the lavs man tzitzis who mishud noy hu lebeget. So it is the Mishnah says that it isn't noy for the beget. It is although you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, but the tzitzis are annoyed. They beautify the beget. The beget is itself is derech malbush, and the tzitzis. You know, you're covering it. That you're going to tell me that the tzitz is the problem? The answer is it's not a problem because it's a no. It beautifies the malbush. And here the chiddush is despite the fact that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, yet it's a no. It beautifies the beggar, and therefore it's permitted to.
Would that apply if you wanted to wear a talus on the way to shacharis, if you were walking somewhere in the Rosh Hashanah before Alis the shachar and that sort of stuff?
I'd assume.
On Shabbos.
I'd assume the answer is the same. Yeah, it's lavzman. Mitzvah, but it's a noy hu lebeget. Yeah, I suppose the answer is yes. Yeah. Okay. Now the Mishnah the Ramah continues over here and says, "Umakmina letalas aches kosei shem mitzius kil chosay." We umakmina letalas aches kosah. We establish the talas on its chazaka. Shehu mitzius kil chosah, that the tzitzis are attached correctly. And there's no requirement levotko to check the tzitzis koydim sheitziboy before you go out with it. So there would have been an argument that What would have been the argument? There would have been an argument that you got to check the tzitzis before you go out Nushus Rabim, since the only heter is to walk around with tzitzis is because there's a mitzvah element to it in it. So imagine that they turn out to be apostle. So it would be a problem. So therefore the argument would be that you have to check the tzitzis before you go out. Every time you go out, you check the tzitzis. Because if their tzitzis are not, if there's a problem with it, the apostle, then not only do you walking around with dalet countless blood tzitzis, but more than that, worse than that perhaps, is you're carrying the tzitzis. You're carrying the tzitzis that should stop him. Problem. So therefore, you would argue, you have to, every time you go out, before you go out, you check the tzitzis. Which, indeed, admittedly, you cannot fix them on Shabbos, but at least you can take them off. So perhaps you have to check the tzitzis every time you go out, lest they will be possible. The answer is, you don't have to. You don't have to check the tzitzis, why not? Chazaka, that's what the Gemara teaches us over here. There's a chazaka. You can always assume this golden rule of chazaka. Very long dishtikel here. You can assume were the tzitzis kosher? They were kosher. You know, last time they checked, they were kosher. Is there any reason to assume they're not kosher anymore? No. So therefore, there's a chazaka, cheskes kashos, that just like they were kosher 5 minutes ago, or an hour ago, 5 hours ago, it's safe to assume that they are kosher now as well. And therefore, you can walk out without having checked the tzitzis. A bit of a question that Achronim ask over here. The concept of chazaka, when does it not apply? Pardon? Yes.
So here you can check.
Perhaps, a good point, yeah. This is Efshel Levure, but I was thinking of something else. Pardon? That normally you don't rely on a chazaka if you have, well, that's not always true. But sometimes you don't rely on a chazaka if you can check yourself. Go out and check. Come on, check. Chazaka is only a way of establishing what the situation is if you can't check out yourself. But if you can check, then by all means, go and check. It's not always true, though. But there's another simple question over here. Chazaka doesn't apply when...
When
it can change, but it's easily likely to change. You don't say chazaka.
That's what we said when we put it on.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't say cheskas kashos when something is likely to change. So with the tzitzis, you could perhaps argue. I don't know if you could argue that tzitzis are not necessarily going to be kasher. It's not something which often tzitzis become possible. So therefore, you could say that's not. Don't rely on a chazaka if something is likely to change. But obviously,
we're talking about in the case where you check.
Yes.
So maybe there, you would say, in
That's in that little time. Yeah, very good. Maybe there's no rest in such a short time. Okay. So Abayi said you do not need to check the check that sits before you go out. Siv Gimel Abayi said im noydalot. That's a famous Shulchan Aruch over here. Famous, widely quoted Shulchan Aruch. Im noydaloi b'Shabbos. Okay, say you're going out. And in the middle of your walking out on Shabbos, noidaloi, it is known to you as you're walking, per Shabbos shuvakamlis. You're walking around on Shabbos, and suddenly you're realizing, whilst you're walking in a kamlis, you're walking as, oh no, check out my tzitzis, they have become posel. The whole thing is torn off, all the sufficient strings have come off to make it into a apostle set of tzitzis. Shatanah shel apostle. So, what would you argue? What would you say in such an instance? Really, the tzitzis, you're an kamelis, and the tzitzis are apostle. So, what makes sense to do? We know tis halacha. You're not allowed to. Correct. That's one side of the story. The other side of the story. What can't you also do? You cannot walk with tzitzis for two reasons on Shabbos. You can't walk with tzitzis which are apostle. What are the two reasons? Carrying, as we just learned now. You're carrying the tzitzis which are apostle. The remaining tzitzis which are apostle, you're definitely carrying. Moreover, you're even allowed as well. Of course. You're wearing dalet kanfas below tzitzis. Never mind Shabbos week, doesn't make a difference. There's various problems over here. So again, you're walking on Edgebury Lane, and you're realizing that this is the apostle. So now, fixing, as you said, I can't fix. Walking, I can't carry on walking with those tzitzis because I can't, it's carrying, and I can't walk with Dalet Amos. So what am I going to do now? I'm stuck either way. What am I going to do? Call Hatzalah. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What? Put it down. I would have also thought you probably put it down. The problem is, there's one problem with putting down. Well, no, you're, let's say you're still. Yeah, you find the Mokum Ptur, very good. But it's another aspect, another non-halachic problem with it. Like, you're in Edgebury Lane now, and you're hoping that your tzitz is apostle. Yeah, I mean, you want to untuck yourself in Edgebury Lane, and you're going to take your tzitzis off. I mean, it's the last time you're going to walk on Edgebury Lane. You're going to escape to Scotland for the next 2 years. You're so embarrassing. You're taking your tzitzis off in the middle of the street.
You can probably take off that.
Okay, the assumption is that it is.
Even so.
It's going to be very embarrassing.
Especially
if everyone's walking in. Yeah, talus would be less of a problem. So Rabbi Yisai, we are assuming over here that there is. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Im loy deloy b'Shabbos, k'shuv kamenis shatales shalov posul lo yasirenu melov." There is no requirement to take the tzitzis off. Shegiel lebeisoy, you can keep on the tzitzis. You can keep them on the tzitzis. You can keep them on you. Why? The godoil kovoid habrius. Chazal have established a fascinating, deep, essential concept that Godoil, great is covered the respect of beings of human beings. Chachomim are looking after you, covered. This is, remember, we're talking about a kamelis. Carrying in a kamelis is only a drabonon. So, we're assuming that's that. Now, there is various problems involved, indeed, but Chachomim said, you don't have to embarrass yourself for this mitzvah. There is no requirement. Chachomim never want you to embarrass yourself. That the implication is, in Rosh Hashanah, the halacha will be different. Pardon? Covered abyss, yes. So the rule that we are encountering over here is a rule which is applied in Dal Chalke Shulchan Aruch. This is not just an exception, this is a rule. And the rule is that when it comes to rabbinical Issa, which we're talking about Kamelis over here, since we're talking about Rabbi Chachomim, they allow you to be over on a drabonon if it affects your covered abrius. Chachomim were very conscious and very aware of the human dignity. It's a Yiddish midah, dignity. You've got to be dignified. And the person starts getting undressed in the Karmelis, that is not dignified. Chomim, you've got to be dignified. You've got to have a bit of, what's the word? Self-respect, that's it. Self-respect. And Chomim would not counter that. Wouldn't go against that. Therefore, there's no requirement to take it off. Now, I like your point, and I did see, you said about, perhaps it's possible to take it off. So we've got to keep in mind, I did see the poskim pointing out that... Yeah, that's it. Exactly. That's Mamash. I saw this brought down. That as Rabbi Feingold points out, it's not the tzitzit that we are familiar with, but that was the garment that they were wearing. So if you take your tzitzit off, you'd be left with your vest. So you know what I'm saying? You'd be walking around like this. So that Chum wouldn't expect you to do that. So you're right in pointing out. So if there is a way of taking off the tzitzit that you feel it's not particularly embarrassing, and you can just do that, you know, nobody will chop, nobody will know, and everything. So, and it's true nowadays, people walk around at times, you know, you say, you know, what's going on here. But nevertheless, you got to be dignified, you got to have self respect, self esteem, you got to walk around like a mensch, and therefore, never expect you to do that. But if there is a way of just taking it off, as you're saying, the tzitzis nowadays, perhaps you could argue, you could just take off the tzitzis in a way that nobody will, it's not. You know, it's not noticeable at all. Then that would be fine. So the implication from Shulchan Aruch is that in Rishus Rabbim, which is a deraisa, would be a problem. Now the MS is that they do differentiate. The poskim do differentiate that there is two types of kovod abrias. Mr. Wood does point out over here. Mr. Wood does say over here, I'm in the third line of Kotten Tess. I will be Shus Rabim Shumina Toire, Tzorich Lefoshtoi, in a Shus Rabim, which is a derisive transgression, Tzorich Lefoshtoi, Bentales Golem, Bentales Kotten. Afilu, yeah, here are the words. Bafilim Yisha, Oymet Orumali Deza, even if you were to stand naked. She ain't covered abrias because covered abrias is not doich isa deraisa kaze b'chol gavni. Here it is that if it comes to deraisa, ein chochma vein tvuna. The pasuk says, the mishnah says elsewhere. When it comes to deraisa, you know, taig mitzvahs, and even if it's uncomfortable, and you know, you've got to keep the deraisas. So yes, if it's a deraisa, you've got to go all the way. What was your words? You've got to take the hit, that's it, when it comes to the Raisa. But Chachamim, the only Chachamim, when they said the Rabbanon only said in a case where it does not affect Kovod Abrias. So there's a very substantial distinction between the Raisa and the Rabbanon. And I just want to finish off the Ramah. The Mishnah says, even if there's a Kovod Abrias, but it's Talis Kotten, you wouldn't have to take away. What about if you're sitting in a shul? And you're sitting in shul, and you're realizing that the tzitzit are apostle. You're sitting in shul. So he says, you could remain seated with the tzitzit. It's not a carrying problem now. We're talking about sitting in shul. If there would be a kovod abrias issue by now taking off the tzitzit in shul, if it's kovod, it's embarrassing. You can't take off the tzitzis in this instance now. It's uncomfortable. Cover the base, so you can remain seated with postal tzitzis as long as it's an embarrassing situation. The difference between Shabbos and weekday is in this case there is a difference between Shabbos and weekdays. That on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishmur says in Sifkot and Tzvav Dafke b'Shabbos Peish Lefishe b'Shabbos Leserag Isser Drabonon Shabbos Yom Isser Drabonon Aval B'Chol Shu Oivral Isser Teure B'Chol Shod Kum V'Asei Boi Tzitzis V'Isser Teure Afilu Rak Isser Deshe V'Al Teis Tekezeh Shu Moines Atzma Mitzvah Ein Yitchim Dekovet Abriyes. So Mishmur makes away a distinction between weekday and Shabbos. If you're sitting in shul, so there's a rule that if you are able to fix the tzitzis, then you know, sort yourself out, go and fix the tzitzis. However, on Shabbos, in which there is no way of fixing the tzitzis, Chomim were more lenient, and they said, since you cannot fix the tzitzis, and it's an embarrassing situation. So kovod kod labrias, and you're not expected. You can't remain sitting until the embarrassing situation goes over, and see to it afterwards. However, on a weekday, which the expectation is you can fix the tzitzis, you could in theory fix the tzitzis. And therefore, there's a distinction between Shabbos and weekdays. So Rabbi said, to summarize, we learned this evening, we learned that a person is certainly allowed to walk around with a bag of tzitzis, whether it's a talus or a tzitzis, on Shabbos. You're allowed to walk around with this. Even nowadays, there's no tchelis yet. Of course, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. It's permitted to walk around with it in any circumstances, as long as the tzitzis are kosher. And moreover, we learned a person is not, there's no requirement to, a person is not, there's no requirement to check the tzitzis before going out. Your person can rely on the chazaka. We also learned that if a person realizes that his tzitzis are apostle and he's in a kamenes, he can remain with them because of kovod abrius. He can remain, he doesn't have to be concerned. I mean, he should be concerned, but he doesn't have to do anything. He can just carry on walking with his tzitzis in a kamenes until he reaches home because kovod abrius. However, if he's in a kishus rabim deraisa, which would be a transgression of deraisa, in such an instance, he would have to take it off straight away, and he would take it off because that's the deraisa. Deraisa is not pushed away for kovod abrius. That's the rule we're learning. Kovod abrius is doicha derabonon, kovod abrius is not doicha deraisa. We learned if a person is in shul, then there's a distinction between weekday and Shabbos, and we are more machmi on weekday because he couldn't theory fix the tzitzis. Okay, Rabbi, that's it for this evening. I wish you a very good evening indeed.